Nathan, can you improve by 50 or more points this week?
I hope so. It wasn't our best performance. You've gone off the JLT series. I thought our performance was pretty consistent. Going to Adelaide, we were confident, and it wasn't performance. I thought we played probably 40 to 50 minutes of good footy, and then we couldn't kick goals, and I think we kicked 1-4 in the first quarter. So after that, we sort of heads went down, and then we reassessed at half time, and I think we were only 28 points down at that stage, and I thought, to be honest, that we had a real good chance, and we come out and put pressure on us, and we couldn't really respond, and missed tackles and a few other little things that contribute to that, and then we reviewed it, and then there's a few big things that we need to concentrate on this week against Essendon.
Do you expect Essendon to be a lot different to Port Adelaide?
Look, I'm not too sure. We haven't reviewed Essendon yet, so I couldn't really tell you. I watched the Essendon-Adelaide game, and they were down by 20 and come back to beat a team that was in the grand final. So obviously they got some good boys there, good talent, and it's going to be another challenge.
They've got a lot of scoring options, so you're going to have to score significantly better to match that. How do you feel you're going to be able to do that?
I don't think much of our mids kicked some goals on the weekend, so it'd be good to get some mids, but obviously our forwards need to put pressure on and keep the ball inside, and I thought we did that for probably 25 minutes of the game, and that's what we base our game on in the JLT series, and we didn't bring that against Port Adelaide.
So by locking in there, for deny Essendon the chance to get the ball down there?
Yeah, that's right. We don't. Port Adelaide counter-attacked pretty well, and the backman didn't really set up as good as we would have liked, and we need the forwards to do their job and then the backs to do their job at the same time.
What was the major thing to come out of the review, Nate? What was the thing that you could work on?
Yeah, we base ourselves on contested ball on the tackling side, and I thought, go back to the JLT, I think we were top four in that, and so we had confidence going over to Port Adelaide to do it, and we didn't bring that. So obviously we're going to work at that at training and going to get to Optus on Thursday and have a good run around and get a good feel and work on them things.
Does it feel like too that whoever is shooting for goal has a big responsibility early on to actually score, that you must try to kick those? I mean, everyone's trying to, but it's a huge responsibility.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Look, 1-4, if that's 4-1, that's a massive difference in the game, Port hurt us on the counter-attack as well, so some of our ball movement was pretty stifled. And, we want to go back to a quick team and what we've been training the whole pre-season.
Are you looking forward to the new stadium, and how excited are you?
Yeah, real excited. I want to see as much purple as I can. Coming over from GWS, we're probably only getting 15,000 at Spotless a game, so hopefully we can get... I think Eagles had 52 or 53,000, so hopefully we can beat them and see as much people at Optus.
Did
you
watch?
Yeah, sorry,
the night game's a big thing, isn't it? It's like the first true night game, and it'll actually be very spectacular.
Yeah, it will be. I think it was a 5 o'clock game, so just coming under night, and I think after half time will be a proper night game. So it'll be good to see what the conditions are like and how all the lights and everything holds up, and I can't wait.
How often have you had a chance to have a run around there? You had the one before the AFLW game. Have you been there much for training session?
Yeah. We've been there a fair bit. Probably four or five times, had a good little run around. And but this would be probably our first one before round one where we have a good crack and see how the boys feel on the deck, new deck. And I think after the game, Josh Kennedy said it was a bit hard still. So it'd be good just to have a look and see how it is.
Did you watch the Swans-Eagles game? Do you have any observations about how the ground played?
I know Buddy turned it on, didn't he? I watched a little bit. I didn't watch the whole game, to be honest. The ground, it looked great, to be honest. The crowd looked massive, and 53,000, I think there was. So, obviously can't wait. New stadium, all the fans get there, and much people we can see.
Did you watch the Giants?
Yeah, I did.
What do you think of them?
Same old stuff. It looks real clean and slick, and don't want to talk them up too much because we've got them in a couple of weeks.
How did you feel seeing your old mates Toby Green on fire and Josh and that? Was it a strange feeling watching them play and how good they were?
Yeah, it was a strange feeling. Been there 6 years, so to see them growing as a football club is great. Obviously grateful what they've done in the last 6 years, but I'm here now and I'm sort of past all that.
You've only had one 50-point loss when you were with GWS in the last 2 years.
Do you think that Fremantle has enough to sort of have the same potential as a rebuilding side like when you first got to GWS?
Yeah, for sure. That 50-point game in the weekend didn't feel like 50 points, to be honest. I thought we were in the game for probably three and a half quarters, and then they sort of put the foot down in probably the last and we didn't really respond. So, it didn't really feel like 50 points, but, they were better than us on the day.
And how's Matera pulled up? Are you trained away from the main group today?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's fine. I'm obviously a bit sore after the game, as everyone is. I'm a bit sore myself, so recovery, and then I think he'll be fine to be training Thursday.
Are you expecting Joel Hamling to be lining up in the back line with you?
I think so. I'm not too sure. I can't really say anything for Ross, but I'm not in the MASH community, so I can't really put a word on that.
Would it be handy, though, for the big forwards that have got even hookers down there now? Yeah. It looked like you needed it because those big guys got onto Dixon and Westhoff and got on top of you, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. It would be good to have him. I think he needed some bit of game time, so he went down a pill, and I think he played pretty solid. So obviously it's going to be a tough selection, but obviously it's up to Ross and the team.
And what about Sean Darcy? He looks amazing, but he's not playing. Do you have a sense of where that's at? Is there a one ruckman policy that is the current in the AFL, or like, does he impress you, that young fella?
Yeah, he does. Attacks the ball hard. He's going to be a good ruckman. He's still learning. I think Sandy's the best teacher for him as well. But you can't go past Sandy. He's still one of the best ruckman competitions. So I don't know if you go with two ruckmen. I don't know if it works. But a lot of teams aren't going with that anymore. You look at the Bulldogs. They went in as two or three. And the Giants just tore them up through the middle. So, I'm not too sure.
How's Stephen Hill looking? How's he feeling about his possibility being available this week?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I think he's ready to go. He's been training the house down, so it'd be good to get him on the side and a bit of run. He should train Thursday, and then if he gets through Thursday, I think he's up for selection.
Does that make your job a bit easier if he's there as well, given that you're a lot of the run and the pace off the back as well?
Yeah, it will be. It'll be good. I'm not sure if he'll be half back or wing, but he'll be somewhere there. But it'd be good to have another speedy bloke in there and not just a couple of us boys running off all the time.
So as Brayshaw and Banfield, were you impressed with their first hit-out?
Yeah, I was. Your round one AFL debuts, I remember mine in 2012, I was nervous. So all the boys just tried to get around them, and then I thought Brayshaw was good, hard, just a couple of little decisions where he needed to make with his foot kicking. But he'll work on that. It's only his first game, and Bailey, I thought his pressure was good to start off, and then obviously his first game, so he faded away, but it's a good start.
Speaking about getting around him, I saw Harley again. It's like that's his wing now, isn't it, over there on that far side, the poor bugger. I mean, are you pumping him up, keeping him, because I know you're reasonably close to him, but it must be, mentally it's bloody tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it would be. It would be mentally tough. I think I would have thrown in last year, to be honest, but he's going well. I think he'll be playing in the next couple of weeks, I touch wood, but he's going well mentally over there on that wing by himself or a couple of boys, but he's hanging tough, and hopefully get him on the park very soon.
Thanks, Ross.